Hey y'all, it's Lily Mae here and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. It's been a while since I recorded a solo episode and so I just thought I would hop on to say hello and welcome to the month of September, or if you're hearing this after September 2023, welcome to whatever month that you find yourself in. If this is your first time tuning in, please visit theglamco.com to check out the opportunities I have to help you grow your business visibility. Today, I was watching an interview with Keke Palmer and Jason Lee on YouTube. It was an amazing interview. And I was like, wow, she is so talented. And she's managed to be successful in all areas of her talents. And I just, you know, thought that was amazing. And another interview I watched yesterday, I thought the same thing. I was watching an interview with Amanda Seales and Jason Lee. And I was like, man, you know, Amanda Seales is so very talented in many different areas, and she's succeeding in all of them. You know, she's actress, radio personality, you know, a comedian, just so many things. And so I thought about other people who might feel like they have so many talents that they have not yet succeeded in, right? So I started to think of the contrary. Like, what if you have all of the talent, but you don't feel like you've reached the success that you dreamed of or that your talent warrants? Like, what do I say to that person who hasn't, you know, reached the levels of, you know, success? That could be accolades, that could be fame, you know, whatever your definition of success is. What if you don't feel like you really reach the levels of success you think you deserve or you should have or that your talents warrant? You know, sometimes even when we're a certain age, we might be like, man, I should have XYZ by now. What do I tell that person, you know, that has yet to completely fulfill all of their potential? To the person that's been working for years trying to quote unquote make it and they still feel like they haven't, right? You know, many of us started working when we were teenagers. And, you know, now when we get to a certain age, we look back like, man, all of that work and I'm still not a millionaire. All of that work and I still don't have a talk show on a major network. All of that work and I still, you know, haven't been able to travel to Paris. I don't know. There's so many different things that we measure success by, right? Whether it's home ownership, you know, it could be marriage, it could be a financial goal, recognition in your craft, elevation in your craft, invites to be on the Essence Festival stage, you know, that's a very prestigious thing, right? So there's these different things that we allow to measure our success, and it can be disappointing if we feel like we haven't reached the pinnacle of these moments, right? Especially if you're in your 40s, right? Like me. So what do I say to that person? And I thought about the serenity prayer, which is, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? That is really what fell in my spirit today, the serenity prayer, because there's only so much you can control, right? You can control what you can, but then there's an element of life that you cannot control. Period, right? I'm sure there are tons of amazing basketball players that didn't get to be a Michael Jordan and have a $1 billion brand, that maybe even unknown and didn't even get to the league, right? But they're still amazingly talented. I'm sure there are tons of singers who can sing and dance very well, but they still did not get to reach the pinnacle of success as, say, like a Whitney Houston. Right? But they can sing, they can dance, they have the talent, they tried, they released records, they, you know, shot for deals, they did all the things, they toured, they took vocal lessons, dance lessons, they did all the things, but still the stars didn't align for them to get the level of fame that a Whitney Houston might have, right? So that's the part of life that we cannot control. Like, we cannot control the total outcome of anything. We can do our best to have good intentions, to influence an outcome, to, you know, encourage an outcome, but we cannot control all of the outcomes in this lifetime. I feel like there is a level of destiny at play, and we have to do this fine dance of having faith and hope that we will reach the pinnacle of success, but also accepting the results that happen from the work that we put in. And what I mean is not accepting mediocre results, you know, like always, of course, show up in excellence. But if you've been trying to become an Oscar nominated actress and you've only been recognized locally, still appreciate that part of the path, right? Don't discount that because you haven't reached an Oscar. And that's just an example, right? I feel like we really discount things because they don't match our expectations or they don't reach what we think they should reach. So then we discount what we have done. We discount what we have achieved, who we have impacted with our gift, right? Some of us are called to impact the world. Some of us are called to impact the community, in our local community. Some of us are called to impact family and friends. Like, we all have a different purpose. And although it appears to be a greater purpose when you have to influence the world, I do believe there's a greater burden that comes with that as well. And so it's very important just to have that fine balance of appreciation and accepting the journey that has been so far while maintaining hope and faith for more and not getting discouraged by what has happened or not has happened, right? Not getting discouraged by the disappointments, not getting discouraged by seeing other people reach or achieve a little more, you know, have an opportunity that we dream of, like not letting those things get us down and discourage us from trying, but knowing essentially that we're right where God wants us to be. We're connecting with who God wants us to impact. We're showing up with the gifts that he blessed us with. We're praying to hear for guidance and we're doing our best. And I was on a Clubhouse room recently and a lady was saying it's so important that we not shoot for perfection, but that we shoot for excellence. And I just love how she put that, because nothing is ever going to be perfect. Nothing, not a person, not a situation, not an experience, not a circumstance. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. There's no perfect season, no perfect person, right? So knowing that, then it means like instead of shooting for perfect and then being disappointed when everything doesn't line up exactly the way you hoped and dreamed it would, shoot for excellence. And as long as you show up in excellence, as long as you operate in excellence, trust and believe that you're doing what God wants you to do and you're impacting who God has called you to impact. He may be calling you to impact the world globally next year or the year after that, but now he's calling you to impact, influence the people in your network, in your circle, the people who you are connecting with. And trust that that is just as important to him as it is to be a world-renowned superstar and influence the world, right? To God, we're all important. So if he's called you to impact 10 people, those 10 people are just as important as a million. He counts us all as important, right? And so I think if sometimes we can get outside of our own ego and our own desires and really come up higher, right? And look from an eagle's eye view at everything as God might see it, then we'll know that, hey, if I impacted 5 people today, I think God is proud of that and he is happy with me. If I showed up with my gifts the best that I could, if I treated people well, if I uplifted God through my platforms, I can trust that this is where he wants me to be. Yes, I want to be on the TV screen. Yes, I want to be on the Essence Festival stage. Yes, I want to get invited to the Grammys. You know, yes, I want to get invited to the Oscars. Yes, I want my peers to honor and award me on their platforms. Yes, I want to be invited to be interviewed by Times Magazine, you know, whatever it is for you, okay? There could be a myriad of things that you're desiring, that you hope for, that you're believing God for. But in the midst of the journey, remember that as long as your heart is pure, as long as you're showing up in excellence and really doing the best that you can, being a good-hearted person, being a beacon of light in the world, whatever level you're showing up at, to be a beacon of light in the world, God is proud of you. God knows what you're doing. He sees your heart. He sees your efforts. And so he's proud. And if God is proud of you, then you should be proud of you. It doesn't matter if you are not known, you know, like a household name around the world. that doesn't matter. But if you're impacting people in a positive way, whether it's 1, 2, 10, or 1,000,000, I would like to say, or believe, you know, I can't speak for God, but I could believe that God is proud of you for showing up in excellence in your space to the people he's called you to at your level of excellence today. And we can always hope and dream and believe for more, but I don't want us to be so consumed with the next level, the next place, the next opportunity that we don't really value what we've already done, that we don't value what we have accomplished, that we don't value the blessings of the season that we're in, right? And I know this is a hard season for most of us. There's a lot going on, inflation, you know, economic downturns, all types of things going on. The list goes on. What, aliens, right? There's so much going on that it's easy to get distracted. Like, man, I still haven't made it. I've tried for 20 years and I still haven't made it. It's easy to feel that way, especially if your goal is to be a millionaire, your goal is to be a household name, or, you know, if you're very ambitious or glambitious, your goals are always going to be a little out of reach. That's what makes you ambitious, is because you have the desire for more. You have the desire for higher accomplishment and achievement. That is a good thing, as long as you don't let it rob you of now, as long as it doesn't rob you of what you have accomplished. And so, you know, as much as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself, because I am and have always been a very ambitious person. And I have allowed my ambition to rob me of being grateful for what I have achieved, or really patting myself on the back for overcoming so many challenges and obstacles to affect people in a positive way at whatever level I have done that. At my conference here that was in Atlanta recently, I came out in the hallway and one of my panelists was praying over one of the guests. And I was like, wow, like, I uplift God through my platform. And even though, you know, I'm not, you know, a world-renowned, famous person, I have created a space through the Glambitious brand to uplift people at the level that I can and within my capacity now. And I think that's something I should be proud of. And I have to just be cognizant of not letting my ambition rob me of that appreciation for myself, and that acceptance of where I am, what I have done, and the appreciation for just, you know, being willing to be myself, being willing to uplift God through my platform, and being willing to keep trying. So pat yourself on the back for showing up today, for taking one step today, for pushing the needle forward, for having a pure heart, for being open to love again after heartbreak, for being a forgiving person, a genuine person, pouring into others. Give yourself a pat on the back for all of those things. Today, take a break from the criticism of yourself. Take a break from the judgment of yourself, and just give yourself a little extra love, a little extra applause. Like, you deserve it. We've all overcome a ton of things. And so I just want us to feel more happy with where we are, and not really consume so much with what's next, but really present in the now, to be happy where we are, even with the challenges that may be happening, still able to find a space of grace for ourselves, grace for the journey, acceptance of the things we cannot change, but still the will to continue to change the things that we can. So I hope this resonated with you. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at I Am Lily May. Next up, we're having an event in Charlotte, North Carolina for Women's History Month. So if you follow me on Instagram at I Am Lily May and click my bio link, you'll see the information on Charlotte, North Carolina for Women's History Month. If you want to be a speaker, a panelist, a vendor, a partner, I would urge you to join us, because this recent event in Atlanta was amazing. Okay, so definitely check out the links in my description box below. And thank you again for tuning into another episode of the Glambitious Podcast.